Going into this summit, President Trump really raised the expectations for a ceasefire, talked about how it's really what he wanted to come out of the meeting with. And then the day after, he says the ceasefire is out the window. What do you think happened in that meeting?
Well, I think, you know, first, President Trump sat down with Putin and was able to hear from him Putin's version of the war, his version of what's happening on the battlefield. And he's sympathetic to Putin. He obviously has an inclination to want to agree with Putin and maintain that close personal relationship. You know, President Trump continues to have this vision of Russia as a great power, perhaps dating back to the 80s with the USSR and, of course, Sergei Lavrov with the throwback with the Soviet Union sweatshirt, reminding Trump that Russia is, in fact, a great power. So I suspect, you know, he went into that meeting with Putin and recognized yet again that Putin is not willing to back down on his demands. And so he now, I think, views Zelensky as the weaker party. And I think one final point that is also worth highlighting is President Trump does not have a solid grasp of the facts and the issues at hand. President Putin, in contrast, you know, knows these details in and out. He's a steely-eyed, detail-oriented dictator. If they're in a discussion and a negotiation, it's not a level playing field. I don't see how Trump can do a good deal when he doesn't have a solid grasp of the facts.
Andrea Kendall-Taylor of the Center for a New American Security, thank you very much.